The Bradford Hotel Rutherford, your live entertainment destination.
It is! He'll score!
With Tanya and Steve, Mitchell Pearce.
Here we go!
We finally get to meet him face to face, too.
I know, it's been a few weeks. G'day, Mitchell.
Yeah, it's good to be in here. Nice to meet you, too.
You too.
Hey, happy birthday for Saturday and a nice birthday present.
Yeah, thank you. No, it was a good game from us. We wanted to turn things around from the last 2 weeks, and I thought it was a really good performance, especially defensively where we've been struggling.
Well, we saw a couple of coaches give the rev up to their teams and saw the results come firing through, particularly Thursday night. But then did Brownie kind of do the same to you guys? How did that play out with Brownie revving you up?
Yeah, we're all pretty disappointed after the Dragons game, and obviously, you know, we were 2-2, and there's been some heaps of changes, and obviously where the club's come from the last few years, everyone was pretty pumped about the first 2 weeks, but we were disappointed with the pattern that was happening in defence, and if it kept like that, we basically, you know, Brownie pretty much expressed that we're not going to win too many games, so pull your finger out, basically, and... he obviously had his head on all week after the spray after the game too. So
yeah.
he was in that zone all week.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
But it was good, and I think we got a good reaction. So the key for us now with the young group is just to keep doing that every week.
Yeah,
I think you saw too. You know, as much as Ponga was, everyone was talking about some of those great plays, but his defence. Mm. I mean, the whole side. But it was, I hate using the word desperation, but you guys were there and you knew what you had to do.
Yeah, I was talking about Calum. I think you know, what a super player. Mm. As good as you'll see, but I think he's the way how tough he plays and the way he puts his body on the line of defence is sort of what we need to stand for as a team, I think. And I thought, you know, Lachlan Fitzgibbon was unbelievable the other night. I thought the Ross dog killed it too. So, yep. You know, there's plenty to work off.
All right, well, let's get to that.
because there's nothing more fun than sitting next to the coach at a press conference.
Mitchell, your reaction to... Well, firstly, let's remember what Brownie did say when Barry Toohey asked him the question.
It's a bit sad, isn't it? Like, the old Fox, he's won 7 premierships, he's coached for 30 years, and I ain't ever publicly bagged Wayne or anyone. And then he comes and has a shot at me, like, you just don't need to... I don't think he needs to behave like that myself, but... The reality is, Baz, is when Wayne came to town, if he thought with his big head rather than his little head, I wouldn't have had to rebuild the joint.
Can take that, Toohey, if you like.
It was at that point that you, Mitchell, looked like I could put a ping pong ball in your mouth and win a prize.
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, what was your reaction? What did you think he meant? Because there's a lot of conjecture about what he actually meant. What did he mean?
Yeah, I'm still not sure. I'm going to ask him today.
Oh, yeah.
We could take it two ways, but... I don't know, only he'll ever know, I suppose. Unless he comes out and tells us. But.
Well, look, you can tell it obviously bugged him. And in just that moment when he dropped that line, it was a little bit of anger coming up on, you know, that's been stirring with him since Bennett dropped the comment that, you know, he unbuilt the club, that's why he's rebuilding it.
Yeah.
And that's fair enough because, you know, I mean, really, Brownie holds his head high and he doesn't bag anyone publicly. So he's probably thinking, where's this coming from?
Yeah, you know what, knowing Brownie for a short time, he never does bag anyone publicly or even behind the scenes. He's a pretty honest sort of bloke, so... obviously got under his skin what Wayne Bennett said, and you know, I think that's what any coach should do, stick up for himself.
Yeah, totally agree.
A lot more honesty in the game at the moment, which is wonderful,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, it is.
So, the Storm this weekend.
Yeah. They're going like busted, mate.
Yeah.
So you'll be right.
Yeah, they they're pretty red hot side, so coming off a few losses will probably getting them at a bad time, but you know, we're really confident that we can go down there and do a good job. Yeah, there's plenty of confidence within the group, and I think we took a real big step forward last week. So looking forward to a big challenge down there.
Can I ask, you know this Origin arena so well, and with Ponga at his age, and you've seen him come and go when you were young too, but, you know, they're talking about Ponga in Origin already, and it's like, guys, he's 19. Well, actually, I think he's hit 20 now, but do they go too early on that? They see a good player for 3 games, and suddenly they've got to wear an Origin jersey?
Yeah, they do. I got thrown in there when I was 19.
Yeah.
I was way too young at the time. Like, you know, Caitlin's a better player than I was at that age and still now, so.
Got that on record.
I'm going to throw him in. There's no doubt he'd handle it. Like, everything he's done, he's handled, but it's not really for me to comment. But, I reckon when he does get his time, I think he'll be a player that owns that arena, and I don't think rushing him's the answer.
Mm. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to have you in. Still love a newie.
Yeah, love it. Yeah,
nah,
it's good. So
best decision you ever made, mate.
Yeah, it is. Nah, it's been awesome. So plenty more success to come, hopefully.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
Cheers.
There's Mitchell Pearce with Tenure and Steve. We do it thanks to the Bradford Hotel Rutherford, your live entertainment destination. Mitchell joins us every Monday with Tenure and Steve. Canada. 1029 KOFM, it's 8:41, it's Tenure and Steve for breakfast. Today it's going to be fine and sunny, beautiful day on the way, in fact, very hot as well, tops of 32 on the coast. Today we're looking at 34 for Maitland and the Valley.
Tell you what, Tanya, you've got to watch those Newcastle sports journalists, I call them troublemakers. Troublemakers!
Well, look, we're all talking about that question and that answer at the after-match media conference.
Yep.
With Barry Toohey was the journalist involved, asking Nathan Brown, well, the question that the answer has now got him most talked about coach in the league.
For sure.
Have a listen.
It's a bit sad, isn't it? Like, the old Fox, he's won seven premierships, he's coached for 30 years, and I ain't ever publicly bagged Wayne or anyone. And then he comes and has a shot at me, like, you just don't need to, I don't think he needs to behave like that myself, but the reality is, Baz, is when Wayne came to town, if he thought with his big head rather than his little head, I wouldn't have had to rebuild the joint.
Can take that, shall we, if you like.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Baz.
Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Barry.
Good morning,
too.
Guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, so as we said, troublemaker Barry. did you expect that answer? Not in a million years, I'd imagine.
No, not really, Tanya. I didn't, actually. I thought I knew Brownie was... Well, I didn't really know he was as upset as he was, but I knew that he'd probably say something in response to what Wayne said the previous day. But, we don't even know for sure exactly what he was referring to, but most in the media thought that he might have been referring to Wayne Bennett's appendage, I guess. And if that's the case, then Brownie's decided to go down that path. Whether he got a little bit too personal, I'm not sure. It was dubbed, which I thought was quite funny on social media yesterday, Penis Gate.
It didn't take long, did it, mate?
No, it didn't take them long.
Doesn't matter what, you just whack gate on the end of it. Look, it was an absolutely legitimate question, though, because, without question, with what Wayne had said, you were just after a response, particularly after a win. But, yeah, it just went left field, didn't it?
I never thought
I'd... Well, look, the facts are, too, that it's not the first time Brownie's been asked about the state of the club when he arrived and whose fault it was, in his opinion, whose fault it was that it was in that state. And Brownie, to his credit, in the past has always deflected the questions and shied away from laying the blame or pointing the finger at anyone. So I guess in this instance, I suppose the fact that 24 hours before the game, Wayne comes out and basically points the finger at Brownie and says that, he's the one that is rebuilding the club after unbuilding it. Mm. I think, as I say, Brownie was pretty emotional about it and thought it was a bit unfair and return serve.
I never thought I'd live long enough to actually discuss Wayne Bennett's penis on radio, but here we are. And what was interesting, Baz, over the weekend, every sports show then obviously went there and talked about it and asked their opinion on it. But my question to you is, do you believe, like Alex MacKinnon has suggested, that no, he wasn't talking about thinking with penis and other relationships. He was talking about ego. Do you believe that?
Look, I haven't spoken to Brownie, so I don't really, since then, so I don't really know exactly what he's referring to. I know he hasn't, well, I'm pretty sure he hasn't denied or come out and said, either way. So you'd have to talk to Brownie. He's the only one that probably knows whether he meant or which way he was referring to be honest. Well, I don't know.
Particularly with Alex MacKinnon too, because he's a very close relationship with both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Alex did say in his social media stuff yesterday that he'd spoken to Brownie about it. And so, look, if he has spoken to Brownie, and I don't doubt that he has, and Brownie suggested to him that he wasn't referring to the relationship, more so the ego, then maybe that's the way it probably he thought it would come across, and maybe we all took it the wrong way.
For those of us,
maybe.
I think Wayne's taking it the relationship way, though,
sure.
By the sound of things.
For those of us that weren't at the press conference, though, what happened after first Brownie got up and then Mitchell Pearce with his mouth hanging open
didn't know
just
where to
trailed
go.
We were actually, we had Mitchell on the show earlier, Barry, and he still doesn't know what happened.
Yeah, I heard him on your show earlier. Pearce, he thought it was outstanding, didn't he? I think he only got a look at the look on his face when Brownie started to talk, and then at the end of it, when when everyone got up to leave, Piercy was he was laughing more than anyone was.
Yeah, of course he was. And he didn't confirm or deny that he wasn't talking about.
I'll tell you what, at the end of it all, Barry, you go to thousands of these, and I guess the real agreeance is, regardless of the content, it's isn't it nice that there's something lively getting spoken about?
Well, it's not your average press conference, too, that's for sure. Normally it's just straight up and down and get out of there, and we're trying to find something to write, but we didn't need to find something to write. And look, and in Brownie's, I'm sure, is upset now that what it has done from a media point of view anyway.
Sure.
And for us, we're talking about that rather than talking about the fact that the Knights had a 15-10, a great 15-10 win over Brisbane, and he's probably upset that he's probably deflected some of the headlines and that away from the performance, which was a great performance under pressure.
Yeah, and he really did tell the Triple M boys that yesterday, so you're right. But thank you so much for your time and injecting what was otherwise a run-of-the-mill press conference into very much a talking point for everybody today.
Guys.
Well done, Barry Dewey. But I swear to God, that is the last time you're allowed to say penis for the rest of the show, Tanya.
You said it a couple of times.
Penis gate.
It's dangerous, Steve.
That's your year's quota.